Yeah, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand why they felt the need to have 14. I mean, Auburn was the number one overall seed, so maybe you're working a little too hard to hype the conference. Maybe you're working a little too hard to hype your number one seed.
Yeah,
that felt excessive.
A lot of people believe that it was a concerted effort by ESPN to hype the SEC all year long and then get all these teams in. Only two teams didn't make it. Sorry to our guy, Coach David Patrick, LSU and South Carolina.
They didn't, yeah.
Those were only two teams. Now, I'm looking, like I said, Georgia, like I said, I keep picking on them, but you could say Oklahoma and Texas didn't deserve to be in.
Okay.
Vandy's questionable as well. Like, you could have took out any two of those final four, Georgia, Vandy, Oklahoma, and Texas, and put a West Virginia in or something like that, and it would have been perfectly fine. Now, obviously, you have Texas, right? You've got Oklahoma. So they're actually below in the standings, below Georgia and Vanderbilt. That's Texas and Oklahoma. Like, yeah, if there's a tie, both of those guys are getting in. You know, when you talk about prestige, and I know a lot of that is football, but it's still the University of Texas. They're going to travel. They got fans and everybody all across the country. So that may come into play a little bit too. But, you know, it was just one of those things. Like I said, I watched the show with I didn't watch the CBS show because I was out doing some things, but I watched the bracketology with Billis and Jay Will and then Seth Greenberg. And
the Dukies went a little over the top with the North Carolina criticism too.
Oh, well,
it was a little.
Yeah.
It was a little. It was
you
like
know, they
all
thought
right.
they thought they got him out the paint.
It's like, bro, we get it. Like, calm down.
They thought they got him out the paint on Friday night. Did you see the end of that game? That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't call it. That was embarrassing. So, Duke and Duke fans thought they got them out of the paint, and UNC still alive. They're gonna be on the first four. So that add a little intrigue against San Diego State. They're probably going to lose. I'll pick San Diego State to win that game. And that reminds me, D-Long KC bracket challenge. We back at it, baby.
All right.
Didn't John Bull win last year?
Did he? I don't know. I just fill out the bracket. You're in charge of these.
KC bracket challenge, after you just said 5 minutes ago, he hasn't even touched a bracket or looked at it.
I haven't. I mean, well, I've seen it on TV, but like the actual paper that I used to print four of those the night of the selection committee. And yeah, I haven't printed out any yet. But oh yeah, I'm in there. I've been studying my college basketball all year long. I'm much more locked in this year than I was last year.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to win this thing. I'm probably going to win.
Because that's how it works. It's never Jen in HR who wins the office challenge because she just fills it overthink it.
New Aaron probably now. We probably going to have a bracket challenge here in the office.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
New Aaron down with all that.
I'm sure.
So we'll get that popping. What you think about the women's side of it all? Fair? Foul? It seems like nobody was happy.
Yeah. Of course your girl was going to be pissed. I was pissed. So Duke is essentially the second two seed because they're in South Carolina's bracket. And, like, it's like, all right, it's whatever. Don obviously thought she should have been the one seed. I actually don't disagree with her. I think I would have had South Carolina the number one overall seed versus UCLA.
Yeah. I don't know how UCLA got that. I mean, I know they won the Big Ten championship.
It felt. But. I mean, they had a. Well, I mean, they what were they? 30-2, and I think.
They lost the.
Dawn was 30-3. I still would have given them the nod.
UCLA beat them too, didn't they? Didn't they beat South Carolina?
Oh, did they? Yeah. I don't
think they played in the preseason, and UCLA won. So. Tie goes to the runner right there, you know. But, yeah, they beat them convincingly, too, 77-62 earlier in the year. So I don't have a problem with them being the overall one seed. And the South Carolinas, Don, and even SC, like, I understand, like, the whole argument of an overall one seed. Like, I get it, but you're still a one seed. You're still a one seed.
Yeah.
And when it's that close between UCLA and then you've got a game head-to-head against them that you didn't win, I'm not sure what you could be arguing about if you're South Carolina.
She wants to be mad about something. That's your girl.
Well, SC, what is SC arguing about?
Oh, yeah, SC can shut the hell up. Y'all can be quiet. Like, you were not the top. Stop it. Now, you might be the most intriguing team in the country.
Yeah.
Because of Juju. But sit down. Stop it. I was thrilled to see Duke get a two seed. I hated that it was in South Carolina's bracket. But there, it's not like, I mean, yeah, it was the easiest bracket might have been UCLA's. But to be the two seed, like USC was going to be tough. Who am I leaving out? Was it Texas?
Texas, yeah. The
Texas had the number one seed.
Yeah.
That would have been tough also. So, yeah, I guess you've got your nemesis that you've just got to deal with. And I hate the, like, I was thinking about this, man. This feels so different than last year. You know, they got to the Sweet 16 last year, and it was like, all right, cool. You know, you got to the Sweet 16, you're building something. I think they were the seventh seed last year. Mm. Now they're two. Mm-hmm. Now for the first time in her coaching career, like, now the Sweet 16 doesn't cut it. Like, it's not, you know, you've hit the point now, winning the ACC, Duke winning the ACC, I think for the first time since 13.
Yeah, I think it was, they said it was like 9 years. Yeah,
first time, I think it was 2013, the last time they won it. I think it was 2017, the last time they were in the final. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, now it's like, okay, you've built, you're back. You won the SEC. You're back. You're a two seed now in the NCAA tournament. You're back. There's no more, like, cute story here.
Right.
And so now every game, not that all games aren't, you know, stomach turning. You want them to win. Now they're like, if you lose here, it's a disappointment. And then you keep going. It's like, oh, you lose here, it's a disappointment. And so it's like now it's got to be South Carolina and Duke, you know, for a spot.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of where we are.
I mean, you mentioned it, but it does feel like Sweet 16 is the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it,
you get to the Sweet 16, it's like, okay, you did what you were supposed to do.
Might be a disappointing floor, though.
Maybe.
Because you did it last year as a seven seed that didn't win the ACC tournament. You've ascended the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
You've ascended. You have to. I feel like there's pressure now, I should say, to take that step to the Elite Eight and potentially.
I'm looking at the bracket. The two games for them that they could be staring at: North Carolina in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
South Carolina in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Oh,
North Carolina.
Final four. You earned it.
Yeah,
if you do.
I mean, they earned that ACC championship. Mm-hmm. You know, that's North Carolina, that's NC State.
That women's or Elite NC Eight State. Could be crazy. I know some people were upset because
you said you have the bracket in front of you. Where's the Elite Eight?
That's what I'm looking for. It's on ESPN. I can't find the locations, but some people were upset because they kind of stepped on some potential Final Four matchups with how they did the Elite Eight. So, for instance, Duke, South Carolina was one.
Women's Elite Eight is in Tampa, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That was one of them that people were upset with. But Juju against Paige can only happen in the Elite Eight, putting them in the same bracket the way they did. So, I think the Elite Eight's going to be crazy. We even got our guy down at TCU. Them in Texas, they can face off in the Elite Eight. Last year, obviously, that was one of the biggest nights in basketball last year when they had Caitlin against Angel, and then followed it up with Paige versus Juju.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have that same type of night in the women's tournament this year. The thing that the women's tournament has – still, even though the men's season was a great season, like, they did a lot of great things, The women still have the stars.
Star power. Yeah.
It's not, there is not a one outside of Cooper. There's not a one name guy that really resonates.
Outside of Cooper Flag, is Juju the biggest star in the NCAA tournaments?
Yes. Yes. Is it blasphemy to say she's bigger than Cooper Flag?
No, it's not blasphemy, but it's probably not accurate. Juju's probably bigger with some of us.
She on State Farm.
Yeah, Cooper's on the Hornets next year. Like Cooper's Cooper could be like you have to wrap yourself up in this tournament with Cooper Flag, because like if the Hornets win the lottery, how much are you going to see him next year? Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to pay as much. If San Antonio wins, you're going to see 82 games on national television. Right? But like I think for some of us, Juju is a bigger star.
Some of us, they're even, because I want to see Cooper.
For sure.
I'm very happy that they think he's going to be back for the start of the tournament. I wish the ankle roll would have never happened, because this was he and his star power was going to carry the men. That was must see TV. What is Cooper doing? Because not only is he that guy, but he's performed like that guy. Like he came in with the hype. He has matched the hype. He might win National Player of the Year this year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been fantastic, and this is where the stars are made in the tournament. And if he's hampered at all, that's a downer a little bit. Like I hope that was a nasty ankle roll, so I can't imagine he's going to be 100%.
Full steam ahead.
All right,
that's what Coach Shire said. It was like, all right, I get that's what you have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who Cooper's agent is, but he's like, all right, pal. Whatever you say, buddy. Whatever you say.
But I'm definitely looking for. And I think we had it last year. It's going to come back again. We have the women's D'Lo and KC tournament challenge. So both of them are going to be
up. Yes. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You just pencil me. Just write it in Sharpie now. I'll die on that one if I have to.
I got to look at the bracket. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to. I just got to look at the bracket.
I just have to look at my mortgage. We'll come back. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Who'd you like the colors of again? What happened now?
Who's your favorite team again? Your favorite colors?
I'm a big fan of Duke's colors. I said
something
that.
Something about Tar Heels?
I didn't say that. I didn't say no such thing. There's no way anybody can prove it. Stilo and Casey. James Hamm coming up at the top of the hour. We're back to Kings basketball. Kings kick off a 7-game homestand tonight. Oh, one quick NFL story we're touching on. Stilo and Casey, ESPN 1320. Bron Breakker and Finn Balor here in action in front of us.
For the IC belt. This is the IC belt, right?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what shoes Finn Balor is wearing.
I think you are correct, OKC.
Book ones?
They look a little high up, but yeah, I don't know. Now we can never see the shoe. They showed them nonstop for the last 3 minutes, and then as soon as we tried to figure it out what it was, they ain't showed the shoe since.
How old is my man Finn Balor? He looks terrific.
I'll go 35.
No way.
I think those are just regular Jordan 1s.
He's got to be close to 40 or in his 40s.
I think those are just Jordan ones. Those are a little high top.
Oh, okay. Dom, the real star of the show. Bigger star than his dad's ever been. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, I love this. Dissension in the Judgment Day. Finn Balor, 43 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
43 years old.
As somebody that is close to 43, I can't imagine doing all of this running and jumping and flipping. At 43.
Well, just wait till he gets injured like AJ Styles. He's going to come back 30 pounds heavier. AJ and Randy Orton. Breaker with the big spear. He just thanked them for the match and gets the dub.
Did he really thank him? You saw it?
Yeah, he said, he tucked his head and said something, and Finn said something back. I assume he said, you know, thanks, bro, or something like that.
Because he's the new champ, huh?
Oh, is he the new champion?
Wait, who?
There goes Don. I guess it wasn't on the line. They had the belt out there like it was on the line.
I think Steiner's kid has been the champ.
Oh, he is the champ.
Yeah,
right
he is
now.
The champ now.
Ah, got you.
What'd you say? Warriors Nuggets tonight?
Yeah, at 6:30.
Warriors Nuggets.
Going KC, your home of Warriors basketball.
Well, you want playoff basketball?
Well,
oh, man,
that's a championship
team. One way or another.
Well, look, they may be that, and they may be on a run, but they don't have Beam money. They don't have no Beam money. And Beam money is still here, man. Look, we ain't going nowhere. Man. Just like I always said.
She ain't said nothing all day and just jumped
in. Yeah, that's
in.
Tough. That's tough. Was,
you just got hit with one of them Bron Breakker spears.
Yeah, and I already admitted, like, I'm sore from doing the yard a little bit. We don't have to pile on.
No, she really, like, you got dissed.
Yeah, no, KC was like, I can't imagine flipping and flying at their age. And Jazz said, you couldn't do the yard at your age.
I was hooping, though. I was hooping.
He was hooping.
Like I said, you work out different muscles. But Beam money ain't going nowhere. Beam money is here to stay. And I got the lineup ready. Zach LaVine, much maligned as of late.
Yeah.
Right. 21 and a half points. I'm going more. It seems like Zach LaVine, we're down. The guy doesn't shoot, and then he has like 28. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's going to be a win or not, but it feels like that type of thing.
Okay.
We got Demon Time.
Oh.
Keon Ellis, 2.5 three-pointers made. Give me more. Well, you have to take more on the Demon. But yeah, that's a Demon. Jalen Wells, Sacramento stand up. You already know the vibes. 3.5 field goals made. Last time he was in Sacramento, he had, I think, 33.
Yeah.
He's going to make more than 3.5 field goals. Domantas Sabonis, 19 rebounds plus assists. I went more. And Keegan Murray, 6.5 three-pointers attempted. I went less.
Keon Ellis hasn't made three threes since the Warriors game.
No, that was only one game ago.
Oh, it was. Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'm reading it in the wrong direction. I mean,
Warriors game?
He didn't hit. No. You're right. He didn't hit any versus Phoenix. He hit three versus the Warriors. Mm. One versus New York, two versus the Clippers, two versus the
Nuggets.
The Spurs. That's right. Yeah, March 7th, the Spurs. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't see anything past the Clippers game. I don't remember. I don't remember basketball before the Clippers game.
Neither can the Kings. But I think he kicks out of that tonight. I think he has, I say, 4 three-pointers tonight from Keanu.
Okay.
I'm saying 4, man. So download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win or anything like that. Just put in the promo code KIFM and you get $50 instantly with that first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
I might go with some of these demons.
We going all demon lineup?
I like
the all demon.
I know. It literally has never worked. Not once. I'm just chasing a win. I'm chasing like a couple of bucks. Not fun. Not fun at all. Yeah. All right. I need to look that over. Get a little demon lineup set. Again, Warriors Nuggets tonight coming up at 6:30. Free NBA fans who can't stomach watching the Kings and just want to hear basketball. Damn. I completely understand. Man. We're going to get back to the Sacramento Kings here in just a second. Do want to mention, that's putting it kindly. T. Higgins and Jamar Chase both get deals done. With the Cincinnati Bengals. Both have four-year deals. I don't think the particulars, let me double-check, are out. I think all of the fake numbers are out. I don't know that we have any real numbers at all for either of these two contracts, but they're being reported at $161 million and $115 million, respectively. His contract is effective now because he was franchised. Jamar, I'm assuming, is a contract extension because he does have 1 year, 21 left.
Because didn't he do all of this a year before?
Right.
He usually would do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it is a contract extension.
Okay. So I mean, you can certainly tear up the last year of your deal. I don't imagine that they did that, though, and I'm assuming he's going to have a very you know, no matter how the money is fudged, like I'm assuming he's going to have a very comfortable average annual value, which is the new, it's the new big deal to have.
Yeah, and
it used to be guaranteed money. Now it's just like, hey, let's just fake it and see what it looks like.
Right. And I know we talk about having to see, you know, the real numbers, but hasn't it already been reported that based on maybe the guarantees or something like that, or I'm not sure, but it's been reported that Jamar's going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in league history.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah. To do that.
Sorry, Myles Garrett.
Yeah. And I had to read that.
Enjoyed that title for a week.
Yeah. I got to see.
It has to be the average annual value that's the highest.
Yeah, because it can't be the. Yeah, because I already thought Myles Garrett is $40 million, right?
Yeah, so the number that I saw. So I think it depends on contract extension versus new four-year contract. Mm-hmm. One of them, I think, was an either way, he wins. Mm-hmm. One of them, I think, was an average annual value of 41. And the other one, and this I think was the torn up contract, which is like, this doesn't seem realistic. I think it was an average annual value of 46.
Wow. And what was, so all these numbers are ingrained in my head from Brandon Ayuk. What was it, 35 was Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I think 35 was the number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm trying to find Florio's write-up because did my dumbass save it? No, I feel like Kenny. I should have saved it. I didn't. And Florio posts so damn much. Shout out to Gerald Burrow. This is what he said he wanted, and they did it. Mm. They're like, all right, you got it. Hey, San Francisco, pay attention. This is how you get something done. This is how you create a positive environment headed into your training camp.
Well, this was a year-long negotiation.
Well, yeah.
Last summer, the Bengals did not do that.
Well, you didn't have to with Jamar. Uh-huh. You really didn't, as evidenced by the fact he's entering the final year of his deal now. Mm-hmm. T, you rolled the dice on that one.
You won.
New money average. No, I'm sorry. Here's the proper number. Jamar Chase, the new money average is 40.25, with the actual value at signing at 36.5. If it were a straight four-year, $161 million deal, it would have been presented as a three-year extension, with the new money average being 46.4. That was the difference. So the entirety of the contract, counting this year, the average annual value appears to be 36.5, which is still the highest paid wide receiver that tops Justin Jefferson. That can't be the highest paid non-quarterback. I think that still belongs to Myles Garrett.
Got you. Man, I mean, that's – and I would say he's worth it. I mean, the guy is – for argument's sake, he's a top three wide receiver in the game. Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
At least, probably top two, but.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Jefferson. Is
who do you think is better, Justin or Jamar?
Justin.
I think Justin's
better. Yeah, Justin really? Jefferson is
the I don't think. I feel like if Jesse assigned a debate class and said, okay, you have to make the case for Jamar being a better wide receiver, I feel like I could. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd be like John Cena cutting that promo. I don't know if I'd believe it.
But
I think there's like Jamar is like it's a two-person conversation.
I feel like we're forgetting somebody. Are we forgetting anybody?
You want to throw CeeDee Lamb in there?
No.
Tyreek Hill?
No.
I don't think there's anyone missing that.
Yeah, I don't think there is. Like right now, Justin Jefferson. I mean, Tyreek certainly was.
Yeah, at one point, but yeah, not anymore, I don't think.
Juwan?
Is Tyreek still on the Dolphins?
Yeah,
sadly. He was on the beach, I saw on Twitter yesterday.
In Miami?
I don't know where. He was getting lotion on his face. By his wife. No, real lotion.
I hate the Dolphins. Whatever.
It's like, whatever, dude. Bad. Like,
Tyreek right. Hill quit. We should have run it back with that guy.
All right.
Last season. Wow. Last season, Jamar Chase 17.08, Justin Jefferson 15.33. We got you'll never guess who was third or fourth in yardage. Anybody want to take a guess?
You third or fourth? Well, then no.
Go ahead. I want to see how.
What team is this, or what division?
I'll damn near give you the team. AFC South.
Okay, the way you're talking, was it someone on Jacksonville?
Yeah,
way you're talking.
Yeah, it was on Jacksonville. Who is it?
Oh, is it Brian Thomas? Yeah, Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas was third?
I wouldn't have said Brian Thomas.
He was third or fourth.
He was really good this year. I didn't think he finished top.
Wait, what was the yardage number?
1282.
Well, that's a significant fall off.
That is so far away from the top two.
Who was fourth?
One more guess, guys. This is from the NFC South.
NFC South.
I won't give you the team here because you might get it. But
Mike Evans?
No. He barely got 1,000. Remember that?
He did. Oh, that was a big moment. Well, how steep is it? Is it 1,200? Or is it?
It's 12.
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Drake London.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. Receivers fell off.
And Amon Ross St. Brown is 5. So that's like one of the guys I would be like, oh, yeah, he's top 5 or something. And he probably still is. I'm not basing it on yardage. But like, as far as that stat, I would have thought he was third or something like that. Brian Thomas, that snuck up on me. I was not familiar with his game. Good for him.
Salute.
Yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk back? what's wrong? Why?
That came out of nowhere. I wasn't prepared for that.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I
thought that was illegal.
I'm saying.
He got cut and then they dropped like an Instagram farewell.
The wife had done it and everything. We were like, oh, this is the end. It's over. I think it was either her or Kittle's wife. We were like, oh, when he got cut, just rip my heart out, don't you? Oh, man, this is just awful. And then 5 days later, he's back. And I'm happy. Yeah. I like my boy Juice. I just didn't. I was like, oh.
I honest to God didn't know that was legal. I thought you like couldn't do that, but that's great. I like Kyrie. I mean, even if it is this, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, even if it is something, one, I think he could still play. Mm-hmm. But if it is that sentimental type thing, just do it. I why not?
Yeah, I think you still need him. Whoever that you have in your mind of taking that spot, I don't think they're either there or ready to take Juice's spot in the offense. So, yeah, like,
who is it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember
he
got hurt a couple of years ago and was out for 4 games, I think, and they put Garrett Celek in that spot, and it wasn't Juice. Like, it's not the same. You know what's interesting? And this is just like Twitter stuff. They said, what if the Niners took Scadaboo in like the third round? Boy, Scadaboo, I believe in him on the NFL level. I think he's going to be a pretty good, maybe not like an all-pro type player, but I think he's going to be a good player. And what if they turned him into a Juszczyk type guy?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I'd be all for that. But that
would be amazing.
That wasn't the only running back news that the 49ers made. Traded Jordan Mason. And my homeboy Brandon, big Niners fan, he hit me up and he was just upset. He was just, oh, what is this front office doing? Idiots. And I said, B, I can't get worked up over the 49ers trading a running back. They literally, since Kyle Shanahan has been here, have gotten people off the couch and have them run for 100 yards. If they feel like they're ready to move on from Jordan Mason for Mattson, he explained it perfectly on the Insiders about how they have like a tender on them and nobody was going to sign him for that tender, then he basically wasn't going to be here after next year. And you could either let him walk for free or put him on a trademark and see if you can get something for him. And they got something for him. They got some picks for him. And I think Jordan Mason is really good. Like, he's going to help the Vikings out. But if there is one thing I am not concerned about at all for the 49ers, it's who the running back is. Because I'm not saying there'll be Christian McCaffrey. He's different. Like, he's 49ers quarterback, running back on steroids. But everybody else, like, if it's a backup guy, oh, yeah, he'll be fine. Mm. He'll run for – when he gets the opportunity, he'll run for 120 yards in a game.
Yeah. It really is kind of fascinating how they do that.
They've done it the entire time. It was Matt Breida, Coleman, Raheem Mostert, Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason.
Well, Trey Sermon didn't really.
Well, that's the one. As long as they don't draft him in the third round. Those are the ones that didn't work. The Trey Sermon and Davis Price. They were drafted.
That's
like
right.
I
knew there was one other one. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the guys who didn't work. But everybody else, like, if you get them off the scrap heap, like undrafted or sixth round, oh, yeah, these guys going to run for about 1,300 yards. So Garindo's there. I'm sure they're going to draft one as well. Like, and maybe not even draft, maybe undraft a free agent and find the guy that fits what they look for in a running back. And nope. They'll be okay. I mean, they still need Christian McCaffrey to be healthy. You don't want him to be not healthy. But if you could trade it, like Jordan Mason was, I think, undrafted. Or he was, like, super late, like sixth round. And you turned him into two draft picks. You know what I mean? And he had great production. So it's okay, B. It's all right. Don't trip. It's all right.
Season's over.
He was upset.
Traded Jordan Mason to the Vikings.
My man was upset. I said, it's fine. It's okay.
He's passionate about his team, man. It's fine. Let my man cook. Let my man cook. Boy, this is going to be an interesting draft for you guys.
It is, man. It is. They got, I think somebody was talking about, they got 11 picks, I think, this year. They said they've already started to load up on 2026, where they've got, I think, 3 or 4 comp picks already from, like, Hufanga, Dre Greenlaw, and I want to say Aaron Banks. They've already got 2026 comp picks for them lined up. You just traded, I think, for 1 or 2 2026 picks in this Jordan Mason thing. So it's just and I get it. I understand it. That era of 49er football with those particular guys it's done. And with the money that you're going to have to start spending for Brock Purdy, you've got to hit the draft in a major way. Like, you've got to have a bunch of opportunity. You got 11 picks. If you can find, what would you say in that one? If you could find 3 starters?
Yeah.
Give you more chances to find 3 starters?
Yeah. I mean, 3 strategically placed starters. You're probably very confident you can get a starting running back anywhere with those 11 picks.
If you can get a starting center out of that.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
If you can get a guy on the D-line.
Mm-hmm. Those are hard.
What?
Finish your sentence.
Nah.
While I look for my flag.
I don't even know how to. Those are.
Go ahead, dude. Just play the game. Play the game.
Those are hard to hit positions.
Oh. Not on this show, pal. You're not doing that. It's a flag. Call that roughing the passer, I guess.
That was too far.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's
a kid's show, pal.
The kids are back in school and getting out at 2 o'clock nowadays.
Those are. You know what I'm trying to say.
Difficult to cash in on positions.
Thank you.
Kenny. At least someone can be an adult.
Well, that's even a little. That was a little spotty.
Wow.
Oh, man. But yeah, you want to find that You want to find a center. You want to find an interior defensive lineman. Probably a cornerback. Probably a cornerback. Yeah, and you got 11 picks to do so. And guys that you kind of liked already.
But I think we just named four positions.
Yeah.
Right, right. So, like, okay, maybe it's not hitting on three. Maybe it's hitting on four. Mm-hmm. You know, like as you, you know, you, and with the unique thing about the 49ers is they might right. in rounds 4, 5, and 6 mm-hmm. they might find five guys who can start at a very high level for them right out the gate.
Yeah. So that's and they've got a I don't want to say the perfect storm, but they still have high level veterans. You know what I mean? It's not mm-hmm. like the cupboard is bare and they're asking these rookies to come in here. No, you're kind of looking for the rookies to kind of help where they can. You still got second-year guys they're going to be second-year guys that we like. Mustafa, Renardo Green, Garendo. Like those, Renardo Green, he had to start when Charvarius Ward went out. He did pretty good as a mm-hmm. corner. Now you got him as a second-year guy. Maybe he's the guy that ends up being a star. Maybe you found three starters last year. Thinking off the top of my head, you got Pooney. Who's your right guard? You've got Mustafa, who's probably going to be mm-hmm. your starting safety, and Renardo Green. You know, maybe you found that. Hell, find a starting kicker and everything will be great.
Go blue. Oh no!
He is.
How you
go
guys
blue.
Turn on your own so quick?
Go blue. Wow. I'm not saying he not go blue. I just don't want him on the team. He's still on the team right now. What are we doing?
Those are both of your teams. You figure it out.
Oh, we about to be. Oh, and my boy, I saw him on Rich Eisen's podcast. I forgot my man's name because he is a youngster. But the quarterback that they paid $10 million for, he was on Rich Eisen's podcast. He said, it's over for Ohio State. It's over for these boys. I said, oh, talk that talk, young fella. Talk that talk, young fella.
Casey said, yeah, my boy. I forgot his name, though.
All right, dude.
Always disrespect, wow. Even if it's unintentional, I guess.
We'll come back. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour. We're talking Kings basketball. Kings, Grizzlies tonight, Golden 1 Center. This is it for Sacramento. Mm. Or is it?
Mm.
Spoiler alert, it's not. We'll explain when we get back. Oh, Leezy sent me a post ranking the 10 best wrestling movies of all time. Number 10, No Holds Barred.
That's the only one I could think of. Well, that this, and The Wrestler.
Who's ready to rumble that?
Well, I don't know, because this isn't the whole list.
What?
I don't know.
How did he send you a list?
Hold on.
Yeah, here's the top 10, but I'm only giving you 10 and 5 and 3.
No, that's basically what it did. No, I think I can work it. Stand by. Yep, here we go. Nope. Wait, is this it? Yep, okay. Number 10, No Holds Barred. Number 9, a movie called Body Slam.
Come on, man. That's what I'm about to say. I don't even think
this is one of the original, like I know Roddy Piper was in this movie. I don't think I ever saw it. Number 8, Fighting With My Family.
That's the Page movie.
Oh, yeah. That is the Page movie.
Number 7, this is not a wrestling movie. They're being generous, but Man on the Moon. That's the Andy Kaufman joint with Jim Carrey.
There's not 10 movies.
Isn't that a kid?
Number 6, a movie I have never heard of, Peanut Butter Falcon.
That's not a wrestling movie.
Number 5. Ready to Rumble.
There we go. That's mine right there.
Which one was Ready to Rumble?
That's with all the WCW guys. It's trash, but I love
it's
it for some reason.
Awful.
Yeah, it's horrible, but I love it.
Absolutely dreadful.
Shout out to the King.
Remember this.
Number 4, Beyond the Mat.
That's not a movie.
It's a YouTube documentary.
It's a documentary. Number 3, Iron Claw. That was a good movie.
Yeah. I can't watch that movie.
Number 2, Nacho Libre.
Shout out.
And number 1, The Wrestler.
Yeah, The Wrestler was great. There's only like 3 good wrestling movies.
What are they?
The Wrestler.
Yep.
Iron Claw.
Yep.
And No Holds Barred.
To be clear, No Holds Barred is not a good movie.
No, it's not. I guess.
That smell?
Nacho Libre is a classic.
I guess Ready to Rumble is your generation's no holds barred.
It's the, that's the perfect way of putting it.
Ready to Rumble is like bad. I acknowledge it, but for some reason, if it's on, I'm watching it.
Ready to Rumble is awful.
Let's see, Goldberg, Diamond Dallas Page, Sting.
A lot of those school like WCW guys are in it.
Yeah, that's peak WCW right there.
Rey Mysterio, John Cena's in it.
What?
No, wait.
That's right. John Cena's in it.
I must have missed that.
John Cena's in Ready to Rumble?
He's got to be like one of the guys getting Slurpees at the gas station. There's no way he wasn't a wrestler.
It doesn't in say. Ready. I need to see this. Ready to Rumble.
A Booker T.
Okay. Well, there he is. He is.
Wait, what's he looking
like?
No,
hold on. No, he's training. They're probably at one of the I'll pull it up.
Yeah, they got all the guys in here. Conan, Kurt Hennig, Bam Bam Bigelow, Sid, Macho Man.
Did I ever show you the clip where I found Zeus in Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
In a third rate.
Okay, there you hold on. So I think he might be wrestling under the name Prototype at this time. I can't remember what year this is.
Prototype. Oh, man.
So if you look in the back, that's him in the back. That's the,
the blonde hair, right?
Yeah, that's John Cena right there. Sure. Yeah. All right.
Wait, it's John Cena just sat down at the machine? Or
yeah.
Was he boxing? Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the guy boxing.
No, that's John Cena right there. That's John Cena. I had no idea John Cena was in Ready to Rumble. God, look at how big Goldberg is. Jesus Christ.
Hey, that thunder just shook this whole building.
Yeah, is that what that was?
Yes, dude. That was the thunder that shook the building right now.
You know, I didn't wear a jacket today.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't have a jacket that matched what I was wearing. And I was running a little late. And I said, I'll be inside most of the time anyway. It'll be cool.
Well, did that 2 o'clock cold hit?
That 2 o'clock cold was 12:30 cold.
Well...
You still got a few more hours at least to wait this out.
What'd you say? Yo, that's crazy. Are
no,
we safe?
No, that thunder was a little scary. No, like, that shook the building.
Like, we're not supposed to hear that.
That was
low-key earthquake vibes.
When I went to the bathroom, it hit. That's why I asked you guys. Did you guys hear that? Because it was loud. But this is even louder because we heard it in here.
Yeah, hearing it in here is crazy. Watch closely. Everybody watching, watch closely. And there he was.
That was him as a at the desk?
Right there. That's Zeus. That's Debo. And then he's gone. And that's it.
Just like that.
And that's it.
So he was doing movies before wrestling, or was he?
No, he was doing movies first.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. I think the first time he did a movie called Talking Dirty After Dark. It was a Martin Lawrence movie. Martin, it's crazy. Martin was doing, he's a comedian in it. John Witherspoon runs like a comedy club.
I think I remember hearing. I haven't
if seen you it, ever watch it, it's basically, remember You So Crazy?
Yeah.
It's a lot of the set. It's a lot of his set list from You So Crazy. It's interesting, but if you like, especially if you like saw him on Def Jam, yeah. Saw him all that, you hear those same jokes in the movie.
Oh, I've heard about the movie. I've never seen it.
I mean, it's what you'd expect.
Have you ever been in a movie?
No. Have you?
Yeah, have you?
Well, but I was just asking you.
All right, Casey,
what movie were you in?
Well, I was thinking about it because the extra life is so interesting. Like that. Like Zeus is there as an extra. Mm-hmm. No scene. Really, mm-hmm. Like you could get anybody off the street to do that. Mm-hmm. But they got him. He got paid. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I was in one of them. Shout out to our boy Deion Taylor. I was in one of his movies. It was called The Hustle.
Okay.
With Charlie Murphy. Hits from the Streets. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
What's my girl's name?
Charlie Murphy was an awesome person, by the way.
He was great.
I interviewed him once when he came through. I think he did the punchline. He might have done, might have been something bigger. Mm-hmm. He was terrific.
Yeah, he seemed like a good guy.
How much you get paid? Is that, do you get residuals off of it? Do you like every day? Is that why you get these $800 shoes? Like another check from Deion Taylor's movie came.
What did you do in the movie? Like, if we go back and watch this movie, we're going to see Casey.
You probably won't. I probably can't even find. Well, I probably could, but.
Deion Taylor.
I was sitting in the
Hustle
diner. Yeah. I was sitting in the diner with my date.
Diner man number 4 was Casey.
I was sitting in the diner with my date, and the lady in there was the girl. She did a lot of stuff, but she was on The Wood. She was the, I can't remember her name. Oh, Tamela Jones.
Okay. That's her name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He filmed it right over there that scene, right over there off of Florin Road, by 99. They got that 76 gas station. You go behind that, there was like a restaurant. And that's where he filmed it at.
Okay.
How are we just learning that you were in a movie?
Yeah, like how did we've known that you
about for a while. Yeah.
You won a championship with the Golden State Warriors.
It was on Pros versus Joes, was in 2K.
You worked for Michael Jordan.
Because I don't even
played
know.
Played basketball with Kevin Durant.
I did play
basketball with Kevin Durant.
Ran me off the court. Yeah. Good times. I was on a set for 3 days. Did pretty much nothing the entire time.
Did you speak?
Were you able to take?
No.
Were you able to take food from the little snack table they have for actors? Were you that big time?
Casey
wanted a bagel. Could
that.
He get a bagel?
Could Casey have a bagel? That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that, so probably not. I did nothing the entire time. And when it was time, me and the lady that we were with, or that I was with on the movie, it was we were acting like we were talking, having a conversation.
Okay.
That was it.
So you're probably like one of the 10 most famous people from that movie.
Who was it? Tamela Jones. It was Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, where's the cutoff? Where's the cutoff where we could throw Casey in there?
There was got to be somebody. It was like 4 people that were really famous. And there's got to be, I don't know. Maybe I am top 10. I don't know.
Who you just named 4 that made you top 5. You're more famous than the lady you were sitting across from, obviously.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't remember seeing her anywhere else.
All right.
Can you imagine she's just listening to her? She's like, wait, is this Kenny?
Let's see if we can.
Movie?
There she is. Oh, right there on the right side. That's the girl.
This is the girl.
And I'm sitting across.
Oh, did they cut you off?
Oh, no. When they talk, I don't know if I make it. I don't remember.
Oh, no. Kenny got cut off.
See?
Oh, no.
No. You can't expand the screen anymore.
Oh, no.
You're gonna get cut.
Didn't make it.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, I think I was also out in front of the building as well. I don't know.
Oh, this is a terrible moment.
And he's right there. We see the booth. Kenny's there.
How did you even find this?
Don't worry about how I found it. I called Deion Taylor. He sent it to me.
Shout out to The Hustle, man. Shout out to The Hustle.
What's brother's name again?
I forgot his name. I always know him as Hits from the Streets. I forgot his real name, though.
Oh, no! They
that's
cropped
not right.
Kenny
out! That's not right. They went back in twice. Damn.
This is terrible. Have you never seen this?
I saw the movie one time, and I thought I was in there, and it might have been there was another in front of this restaurant scene that maybe I was out there, but I don't know. Maybe I didn't make it.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah, maybe I didn't make it at all.
Kenny took 30 of his closest friends and family to the movie theater when it came out.
Man.
Cut out from the movie.
Only to not make it.
No, I'm not going to make it, Jesse. I'm not going to make it. It's Charlie Murphy. It's Tiny Lister.
Tiny's in this movie, too?
Tiny's in this movie. Hits from the Streets. His name is Al Shearer.
Okay.
David Allen Greer.
Casey, like Isaiah Thomas, off to the side.
Tamela Jones. Yeah. John Witherspoon.
Yep.
Kim Whitley. Lunel, we're only at 7. Bridget Nelson. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, okay, now we're outside.
Wait. Oh, there he is!
Wait!
He's right there! Yeah, because they were about to fight. That's right.
Hold up. Wait a second.
I saw him.
Hey, that's hilarious.
You got like 2 seconds too.
Yeah, what? They was about to fight.
There he is.
Right there. Okay. James, did you know Kenny was in a movie?
Where?
This is Kenny right here.
The left part of your screen.
That is hilarious.
There's Kenny right here. Kenny was in a movie. We had to
Kenny,
pause it.
That you?
That's me.
We had to pause it.
The Hustle 2008.
We had to pause it because once we... Oh, look at him. And now it's gone.
No, make a hand motion and everything. Hey, wow. Kenny's for real, the movie star.
That was a method actor. Method actor.
Oh, that's great. Oh, this is the best day ever. That's amazing.
Shout out Deion Taylor, man. Big ups to my guy, man.
Now we've got an award-winning movie producer, and we've got an actor.
Catch Kenny Caron, IDMB.
Screen Actors Guild over here, these two.
Yikes.
Just D-Lo over here slumming it with a couple members of the SAG.
Oh, man. Oh, and Jesse, I'm not making it. Darren's Dance Groove was in this movie.
Oh, man.
Top 15, at least.
Tony Cox was in this movie. He's the little guy in Friday.
Y'all need to leave Casey's hairline in that video alone.
Oh, there wasn't no hairline. I was bald.
I was like, look, that's what I thought.
There wasn't no hairline.
In the chat, how long has Casey been bald for?
I've been bald since I was 22 or something like, I shaved my head at 22.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was the best. That was worth it.
Well, that was absolutely worth it. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to find it, scan into it like that.
Going from the disappointment to the next scene. Oh, he's right there.
Yeah. Well, the idea that he gets cropped out is just chef's kiss fantastic.